Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody in Tucson land. Get up, get up, get up, get up. You know what time it is. It is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt, the show that is specializes in focusing on the people who have been incarcerated and formerly incarcerated. This show is for you. Get up, get up. We're looking for another great episode, another great time being with everybody on today, this Saturday morning. Get your coffee, get your hot chocolate, get your bowl of cereal, get your Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran, whatever you like. Let's get ready for the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Yes, it's time to get up. Let's get the energy going. It's time. It's time to help our brothers and sisters who have been incarcerated, whether you in prison, whether you in the state or federal prison or county jail. We're here for you. That's what Fresh Start is about. Our mission is, and our statement of our mission is, where everyone deserves a new beginning. Where everyone deserves a new beginning. Let me say that one more time. Where everyone deserves a new beginning. We don't deal with chances. We don't deal with second chances, third chances, or fifth chances, or tenth chances, because sometimes we've blown our second chance. But I can tell you what everybody deserves and what everybody needs is we need a fresh start. Listen, this is your boy, Dr. Holt. I am the founder, CEO of Fresh Start International. I am the brainchild and visionary of the Fresh Start event called the Fresh Start Expo that we're going to be having next month. I can't believe that we're now saying next month. Time go by fast. We are close to Fresh Start like never before on October 22nd. We're just a little over a month away, a month and a few days. Listen, I'm telling you, you want to get down to the Fresh Start Expo. It is the one-stop shop of reentry. We have our city courts, our Superior Court, Justice Court, Juvenile Courts, Pima County Attorney, Pima County Public Defender, City of Tucson Public Defender. We have our judges, we have our prosecutors, we have our attorneys, defense attorneys, we have our public defenders there to help everyone that wants to come down and get their lives together and get back in front of your lives. We're here to help you. That's what the vision is all about. It is a one-stop shop to where you can go to one place and get most of your issues handled with our courts, our prosecutors, and with our attorneys. We're here to make sure that you are taken care of. If you want to get your voters' rights restored, we're going to help you be able to become a voter again. Did you not know, even though you have a felony, you can become a voter again? Just because you have a felony background does not mean that you cannot bounce back, does not mean that you cannot get back into the driver's seat of your future. And so we want to let you know that in Arizona, over 200,000 people with felonies are disenfranchised to vote in this state. Let me say that again, 200,000 people. Can you imagine if just 50% of that 200,000 could get their voters' rights restored, how that would impact the elections? Listen, this is what we're here for. If you do have a felony background, do not think that you cannot ever vote again. Do not think that hope is lost, because hope is not lost. This is what we're here for. That's why you got to come down to this event. That's why I'm constantly crying out and preaching it, teaching it, and proclaiming it, that you want to come down to the Fresh Start Expo October 22nd. We're going to be there at 9 a.m. Ready for the doors to open. Listen, get there early. Get there around 8:45 because we expect the crowds is going to double from last year, if not triple. So the word is getting out. People wants to come and get their rights restored. Secondly, we help people get their marijuana convictions expunged. So if you have a marijuana conviction, all hope is not lost. You need to get down to the Fresh Start Expo at the TCC on October 22nd. We're going to be able to help you to get your marijuana conviction expunged. Also, we're going to be helping people get their convictions set aside, even though it's not a full expungement, but it is a great start to help you get a job and help you get housing. So we're going to be able to help you get your conviction set aside. There is a new legislation that has that is coming out, I think supposed to be implemented by the beginning of 2023. I'm trying to get more information about it, but it's kind of like semi-expungement, where if you do have a felony background, that your background can be sealed to the public. So that means for people that got that want to get jobs and get housing, this legislation is going to be for you. So there's something new that's jumping off. I'll be briefing you and giving you more information about that as I learn more about it. But this could be something really amazing and great for people with felony backgrounds. So please stay tuned for that. But anyhow, three things. We're going to help you get your voters' rights restored. So if you have a felony, you are disenfranchised to vote in the state of Arizona. Unfortunately, other states allow people who have been incarcerated to get their voters' rights immediately. But unfortunately, Arizona, you have to do your due diligence after you complete your sentence. The first thing you need to do, which is very important, you just can't come down to the TCC and get your voters' rights restored without doing this one thing. So first thing you need to do is you've been formally incarcerated and you have 100% completed your sentence, we need you to contact the Department of Corrections in Phoenix, and you can look the Department of Corrections up. You can Google it, get the phone number, and ask and request for the certificate of absolute discharge. We need to have that in order to move forward to get your voters' rights restored. So if you want your rights back restored, please do that. If you're listening, or tell your brother, your sister, your son and daughter, your uncle or your auntie, whoever needs this type of service, they must get their certificate of absolute discharge first from the Department of Corrections. What's the time frame, Dr. Holt? I'm glad you asked me. It takes around 2 weeks for your certificate to come in. So once you get your certificate to come in, make sure you safeguard that, protect it, put it somewhere, secure it. And around on October 22nd, we want you and that certificate of absolute discharge to come with you so we can get the attorneys to start working with you to start the process of getting your voters' rights restored. So that's one big thing people need to know, that if you want your rights restored, and that's not just a fresh start. There's other clinics and other reentry events that are doing rights and restorations. But what you do need to know is you need to get the certificate of absolute discharge. And you can go to the Department of Corrections website and get the application. Print it off, complete it, mail it to DOC. It takes around 2 weeks to get it. Let me also say this. There have been some people who have tried to charge for this service. This service is free, okay? So you can go get your certificate of absolute discharge. You can do that yourself and do it for free. I know some people tried to hustle. People have been formally incarcerated, and I'm going to call it out because it's not right. You don't take advantage of people that need help. That's free. You know, there's some clinics, some attorneys try to charge you for that. You do not need to pay money to get your certificate of absolute discharge. You can do that for free by calling the Department of Corrections, the Phoenix number. Google it. I don't have it on me right now, but you get the information, download the application, complete it, and mail it in so you can get your absolute discharge. Once you get your absolute discharge, certificate of absolute discharge, we're going to be able to help you to get your rights restored. So please stay tuned into that. So not only do we help people who have been formally incarcerated, but we also try to keep people from being incarcerated. So that's another thing about Fresh Start. So we're working with the justice courts, working with the city courts. If you have a warrant out there, outstanding warrant, maybe you got a ticket and forgot about the date, didn't show up, 9 times out of 10, you probably have a failure to appear, which means there's going to be a warrant. And that police officer, if you do a traffic stop, pull you over for speeding or for a taillight out, they're going to run your plates and run your driver's license, and they're going to see you have a warrant. It's a strong possibility you can go to the county jail. So With that in mind, we're working with people with outstanding warrants. So if you have an outstanding warrant and you're listening, we want you to get down to the TCC on October 22nd. We have some judges and some attorneys that's going to work with you to help you to squash that warrant, so you don't have to be looking over your back. That may also mean that you may have to be on a payment plan and pay some fines and some fees. But the good news is with Fresh Start, we're going to help you reduce some of those fines and fees if it's too expensive for you, and get you on an affordable payment plan to help you resolve your justice issue. So this is what we hear. These are the great things that we're doing. We've helped some people who had a suspended license, you know, so you can come down to City Court, Justice Court. You have a suspended license. You need to show up to court. You need to see the judge. Court will be at the TCC. So you don't have to go to court. Court is coming to you. It's coming to the community. The judges are going to be there in real time, hearing real cases. And we're going to help you squash some of those warrants. So these are some of just the powerful, amazing things that Fresh Start are doing to help people in our city, in our community. Whether you're a man or woman, male or female, black or white, Latino, native, whatever your race, culture, here, we're here to help our community. Feel free to come down to do what you need to do to get you on your feet. And people of color, communities of color, we know that in America, we incarcerate too many black and brown people in this country. So if you're African American and you're Latino and you need this help, you better believe it. You most definitely need to be down at the TCC so that we can help you. So we're excited for this great event, and that's why we're trying to really spread the word, get the word out, spend a lot of time talking about it. Because after I had the Fresh Start last year, I had people come up to me and say, I wish I would have known. I could have took advantage of this opportunity if I would have known. So we're spending a lot of time on advertising and getting the word out. But you need to get down here so that we can help you. And, you know, help me help you. So if you really want to stop looking over your back and you got a warrant out there, come on, let's come down to the Tucson Convention Center. Let's handle your business. It's going to be at 9 o'clock. Our doors open at 9 a.m. at the Tucson Convention Center on Saturday morning at the Tucson Convention Center. So let's make this happen. I know you know someone. You know you got a nephew out there. You got a niece out there, boy or girl, daughter, son, community member, church member, someone you go to church with may need the service. Maybe you're a pastor listening to this announcement and you have some members in your church that's been formerly incarcerated and you're really trying to help them. Well, they refer them to the Fresh Start event. That's going to be October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're looking for a great time. We're looking for an outstanding time. It's not just an event. It's also an experience. When you come down to the Tucson Convention Center and you see all the lives that are being impacted and all the lives that are being changed, it is certainly something amazing to see. And we're so thankful for all of our partners that are partnering with us to make this happen, especially the League of Women Voters, who was one of our sponsors. We're certainly delighted for the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson to help sponsor this show. And we're so delighted that they see the vision, they see the mission, and want to be a part of it. And so we're very, very, very thankful for the League of Women Voters. We're also excited for our law enforcement and Law Conover, our county attorney with the county attorney's office, and our public defender's office. We're so thankful for Mayor Romero, our mayor of our city, who believe in this cause and believe in our work, and have partnered with us. And without Mayor Romero and city manager Mike Ortega, it would just really, really be it just wouldn't be what it is today. And so we are so ever thankful for our mayor, the Honorable Mayor Regina Romero, and many of her staff who've opened up the door to help us to be a blessing to our city. And so we're so ever thankful. But we're getting very, very close, and we're working really hard to deliver a powerful event for our city, to bring healing to our city and to bring people together, bring families together, especially when people have been incarcerated for a mighty, mighty long time, whether that's a father that's been convicted and been away from the family for many years, or a mother, or uncle, or son. or a daughter. It really looks different from house to house. But we do know that when you're incarcerated, you're away from your loved ones, and that does impact our families. And so when people come out of prison and release to go back home and integrate their families and communities, it is really a blessing to bring back unity and harmony back to our community and our family. And so that's why we're here. We want to make sure that all of our partners are with us, and we're doing all we can to just make a significant difference in our community. Fresh Start is not only an event, but we are now an organization. So we are now a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And so if you want to donate to the Fresh Start movement to help us as we help people being incarcerated, please go to our website at www.freshstartint.com. Click on the tab where you can donate, and whatever you feel led to give and to donate, please know that 100% of your contributions goes to helping people. And so we are very, very excited about our event. But we do need help. We do need partners. We do need donors. And I know there's some people that have a nice little pot of money somewhere, some great resources, and say, man, I sure wish I knew another nonprofit that I can donate money to, and I know where my money is going to go, and I'm actually going to see the benefit of people's lives being changed. I'm telling you, Fresh Start International is the organization. It's an organization that you want to pour into, that you want to invest in, that you want to donate to. And those dollars that you give us is going to help a formerly incarcerated individual get their rights restored. They'll be back, be able to vote again, be able to get a job. We're going to be having a felony-friendly employment job opportunity for people with background issues. So Pima County One Stop is going to be handling that for us. So that's another thing. So you just don't get your rights restored and you squash your warrants. But you also can walk away with a job. We know that when you have a felony in this country, it is very, very, very difficult to get a job or get a good paying job with benefits, right? So we want to be working on that as well. And this is why we say Fresh Start is a one-stop shop. It is reentry on steroids, like I say. It is a place where you can come and really get yourself together. And you don't have to go to 20 different places. All you need to do is go to one place. And we're going to be able to help you. So just keep that in mind as well. We will be offering jobs. We will be doing a job fair right on the campus of the convention center. So you want to get down to the TCC if you're unemployed and you've been trying to get work and it has not just really been working out for you. It's been difficult. It's been a struggle. Listen, Fresh Start is here. Come down to the Fresh Start Expo. We're going to make sure you walk away with some employment. So we're excited about that. We're partnering with the city housing to make sure that you can get help on finding your next place to stay. So we're doing all we can to make sure that Fresh Start is just a prolific organization that is helping people, that is impacting people, and you want to be there. So don't miss it. Come on down. We also offering child care for people who have kids and don't have a babysitter on the 22nd of October. Please don't let that be an excuse. Come on down. Let us help you. Okay. We'll be offering haircuts and hairstyles like we did last year. It's something about when you look good, you perform good. When you look good, you feel good. You just perform good. Okay. And so we know what that's like. So if you let's say you're getting that job. You come down here and look like you're going to get that job. You need to do an interview. We want you to look good going to that interview. We want you looking professional going to that interview. So that's the reason why I'm bringing down the hairstylists and the barbers to the Fresh Start event all over again like we did last year. And we're going to help you look good. We're going to get you that nice crisp cut, make you look professional and clean and cut. We're going to help you with hairstylists, the ladies. You can get your hairstyle so you can have some confidence to go into that interview and feel like you look good and look like you can perform good. That's just how it goes. So I can go on and on and on about this Fresh Start. There's so many things that's going to take place At the Fresh Start event. We will also have vendors far as primary care, behavioral health, mental health. So if you haven't been able to see the doctor or see the dentist, we're going to have our reel there, and we're going to be able to help you to, you know, get an appointment with a dentist, get an appointment with a physician, get a checkup and get an exam. You know, we want to help you holistically, you know, all the way around. We want to help you all the way around. We want to make sure that you are well taken care of. And so, again, these again are some other great things that take place at Fresh Start. Want to thank all of my supporters that's been mailing me. Frederick, you've been mailing me, and some others that's been mailing me. Thank you for your kind words and your words of inspiration. Just want to let you know that your letters are read, and they do get to my mailbox, and I do take the time to read them. So again, Frederick, you always been sending me stuff every week and just letting me know how you are impacted by the show, and how this show is inspiring you. And I just want to let you know I appreciate your kind words, and I thank you for all what you have, your strides of what you're doing to get yourself together, and to send me your encouraging words to keep pressing on. So the words that you share with me are words that just I use as fuel to keep pressing on, to keep doing the work of helping people who have been incarcerated. We want to help people know that they're human, and we need the community. We need the nation to know that people that went to prison are not monsters, and they're not animals. And I always say, you know, you keep treating people like animals, and after a while, the animal is going to come out. But no one should be treated like animals. People should be treated with dignity and respect, and with honor. And we need to love people and respect people in such a way that they can get another chance at life and get a fresh start at life. To all of my friends and my brothers and sisters who's incarcerated, who listen to the show, just know that this show is for you. Fresh Start is all about you. The show, we didn't have a show and a podcast last year, but this was something that I wanted to do so that we can spend the whole year speaking about your issues, about being incarcerated. People, when they come out of prison, sometimes they're not the same. Sometimes they come out with PTSD. Sometimes they come out with paranoia. Sometimes when they come out having anxiety and depression because of the exposure of trauma, and all the things that takes place in prison can impact and rewire your brain. So we have to always be thinking about our brothers and sisters who have been incarcerated and figuring out ways how to help them get back on their feet, figuring out ways how they can fulfill their God-given talent and potential and destiny. And so this is what we're here, and this is why we're here. And we want people who's listening today, whether you're in a county jail, federal, state prison, Fresh Start is here for you. We're already getting people asking for a Fresh Start in other cities, in Phoenix, in the state of Alabama, a possible Fresh Start in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, so the territory is spreading. It's bigger than what I ever imagined. I just felt led by God to do this, but I really didn't know the work that he would put on my life to help people. And so it's an honor, it's a privilege to serve. It's the debt that we pay to live on this great earth, and I don't mind doing it. But listen, we are getting short on time, but if you are in need, or you know someone that needs to get the driver's license together or got tickets out there, let's help them. Okay, let us help them so that they don't get pulled over and get arrested and get their car towed, and now they're sitting in jail trying to make bail. Now their car is in somebody's tow parking lot and racking up fees daily. These are the issues that are happening when people have a pending warrants and forget about it or didn't know that they had it, and they get arrested, and you know, it gets really stressful, it gets really hard. So this is what we're here for, and we want to make a difference in that. So keep in mind, keep it locked, October 22nd. We're going to be here, and if you're really enjoying the show, please reach out to me. You can email me, you can mail your letters to me at 1830 East Broadway Boulevard, 124 / 266 Tucson, Arizona 85719. You can send me letters, send me mail if you want to reach me. We're just looking for a great time. And so make sure that you are getting ready for that event. If you know someone that needs the services, they may be in your church, they may be in your youth ministry, they may be in a rehabilitation center for addictions, whoever, even in the homeless population. Sometimes we forget about the homeless population. We want to be able to help them as well. So please come on out. My time is running out. October 22nd on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And please join me every Saturday here on 106 The Groove, every Saturday morning at 7:30. We're here as a fresh start where everyone deserves a new beginning. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday. Take care.